This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday the beginnings of a Ukrainian counteroffensive could see Russian President Vladimir Putin forced into a just peace.
The Ukrainians are making gains, and they have proven extremely professional in the way to conduct this offensive, and also in handling the equipment they have they have received from NATO allies.
Speaking ahead of a NATO defense ministers meeting this week, Stoltenberg also said while it was still early days, Ukrainians had been regaining territory. The Wall Street Journal, meanwhile, is reporting that Japan is in talks to provide artillery shells to the United States to bolster stocks for Ukraine's counteroffensive against Russia. The U.S. news outlet says Tokyo is considering supplying 155-millimeter artillery shells under a 2016 pact to share ammunition as part of its long-standing security alliance with the United States. The United States said Wednesday that reports of an interim nuclear deal with Iran are false and misleading. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters the U.S. remains committed to ensuring Iran does not obtain nuclear weapons and has been monitoring Iranian enrichment activities. Since the U.S. withdrew from the 2015 international agreement that restricted Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief, Iran has increased enriched uranium to higher levels and increased its stockpiles of enriched uranium. Iran has said its nuclear program is solely for civilian purposes, and it denies seeking nuclear weapons. Indirect talks about reviving the nuclear deal broke down last year. The U.S. has said the issue is not a current priority. Authorities in Greece say a massive search and rescue operation has failed to find any more survivors after a fishing boat sank off the coast of southern Greece on Wednesday. This is VOA News. At least 78 people are confirmed dead, but hundreds are feared missing, which would make it one of the worst tragedies ever recorded in the central Mediterranean. More than 100 survivors were rescued from the disaster. Greece declared 3 days of mourning, and politicians suspended campaigning for a general election to be held on June 25th. The tragedy has focused attention on efforts by the European Union to crack down on illegal migration using bilateral agreements with nearby countries. Egypt appears to be struggling to cope with a new wave of refugees from Africa after the latest round of conflicts erupted in Sudan and Ethiopia. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Scores of recently arrived Sudanese refugees gather outside the UNHCR building in Cairo's normally quiet suburb of Zamalek. A refugee charity organization is handing out food and blankets to refugee families who appear tired and distraught from their recent ordeal, fleeing the ongoing fighting in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The manager of a medical school morgue and four others have been indicted for selling human remains. AP's Lisa Dwyer has that story.
A former manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and his wife and three other people have been indicted in the theft and sale of human body parts. Federal prosecutors in Pennsylvania say 55-year-old Cedric Lodge stole dissected portions of cadavers that were donated to the Harvard Medical School from 2018 to early 2023. Authorities say the body parts were taken without the school's knowledge or permission, and that Lodge sometimes took the body parts back to his New Hampshire home where he lived with his wife Denise. Prosecutors say Lodge allowed buyers to visit the morgue to choose the remains they wanted to buy. The indictment charges the Lodges and three others with conspiracy and interstate transport of stolen goods. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pope Francis is expected to be out of the hospital soon. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is recovering well and without complications from abdominal surgery, and he's expected to be released from the hospital in the coming days, they say. It may be on Thursday or Friday, according to a reported email from the Dean of the College of Cardinals to his colleagues. Francis is working during the day and resting well at night, says the Vatican. The 86-year-old Pope was admitted to the hospital in Rome on June 7th for surgery to repair a hernia and remove intestinal scar tissue that had caused intestinal blockages. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.